Thank you very much, folks. We're very glad to be here. And I'm going to introduce the band. We're the Hot Rise Band. This is the first time we've ever played here. And so probably many of you have never seen us before. Some of you I know have, but I'm going to introduce the boys in the band anyway. And if somebody would like to close that door while I'm doing this very long and boring, tedious kind of introduction, that would be a great idea. But first, I'm going to start with a guy over on the guitar. He's born down in Texas, in Austin, Texas, and he now lives up in Boulder, Colorado, and he makes his home in Boulder, Colorado. He does a fine job. He's some people call him the Bluegrass Mystery, or the man trapped in a world he didn't make. He's got a nice shirt on. Give him a big hand, Charles Sawtell on the guitar. And on the most blue shirt, he's from Wheeling, West Virginia originally. He's a former Colorado and Wyoming state fiddle champion. Has a reddest hair in the band. He's going to be a dad here before too long. Give him a big hand, Tim O'Brien. and a very kind of mellow major seventh kind of guy over on the banjo. He's got a flowery sort of a shirt, and he's the king of the Niwot sound, the head of Niwot Music. And he's from Niwot, Colorado. He lives there now. Former member of Country Cooking. Some people in the East know about them. Some people all over the world know about them. He's a big star. He's a famous banjo author. Dr. Banjo himself, Pete Werner. And from Beirut, Lebanon, and now living in Boulder, Colorado, back on the bass, the fellow's been with the group 4 years and 2 days. The tallest guy in the band, does a fine job. Give him a big hand, Nick Forster. Smile. But it'll do. We're going to do one now that Tim made up. It's from our first record. It's called Nellie Kane. People have seen us before today. There's a few out there. I might as well explain that we stole the name Hot Rise originally from a company in Nashville, Tennessee called the Martha White Flour Company, and they still are there. Martha White Flour, better biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White self-rising flour with Hot Rise. And if you tune into the Grand Ole Opry, you can still hear that same kind of theme song. And, in fact, we've played on the Martha White show on the Grand Ole Opry. And so here's an example of a Martha White flour sack. It's a lot like school, I know, but goodness gracious, it's good.
With hot rise.
Martha White, highest grade, self-rising with hot rise. And for you over there who can't see it, you just have to look at the t-shirt to the concession stand. And we're going to do our little theme song now. It has hot rise in it.
Now you beg, light.
Uh-huh.
Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good line.
Martha White.
Martha White.
Well, you bake better biscuits, cakes, and pies. With Martha White, silk fries and flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, silk fries and flour. It's got hot rise. With Martha White, silk fries and flour.
That one all-purpose flour.
Martha White, silk fries and flour. It's got hot rice. Hey.
All right. We're going to get an old-time fiddle tune. Sally Good. Going to do one that comes from Flat and Scruggs, Lester Flat, Earl Scruggs and the Foggy Mountain Boys, who's one of our favorite bands. Of course, They aren't around. They're playing the bluegrass circuit anymore, but we still use a lot of their songs. And this is a good, it's a cheating kind of a song, and which is a popular theme in country music right there with coal mining and bluegrass. You know, they have coal mining, love songs, cheating songs, murder ballads. There's a lot of common theme in this bluegrass music. And this is an unusual kind of a cheating song, though, because the guy goes out of town and finds out that his wife's been cheating on him, and he comes home and doesn't mind. He thinks it's okay. He doesn't bother him at all. It's called I Just Ain't. Gospel tune. Every time is gospel time. Anytime is gospel time on the Hot Rod stage. So that's right now. And here's one from our first record called Standing in the Need of Prayer.
Standing in the need of prayer.
been down so long, standing in the need of prayer.
Today we got a chance to go up to Nazareth and see the Big Martin Factory, which is a big thrill for us every time. We're all Big Martin fans, and so we went up there and figured out, saw just exactly how they taper the kerf lining on the backs before they glue the arch back on, and saw that at what stage of development they finished the dovetail joint before the final fit, they call it, and all the other fine tricks that they have over there at the Martin Factory, including their all their new electric stuff and all their Japanese stuff and all the other stuff they got going on. There's a whole lot of stuff going on up there at the Nazareth.
How many people have been to the Martin plant? Yeah. Just wondered that. Just the sociology in my soul. Taking surveys all the time.
Well, anyway, it wasn't... I guess you did hear a little bit about it, but there is going to be another band that's going to come up and play a little bit after this next number and while we take a little break, so... We're going to do one now. Features Charles, and it's a good number. Some people call it Ever See a Muskrat, and sometimes it's called Sally Ann. And sometimes it's called Ever See a Muskrat, Sally Ann. And this is one that Charles wants to do, and here it is right now. Charles Sutel on the guitar.
I don't know if anybody saw that, but that was a black cat ran across the stage, and we're all superstitious, so we're not going to play one more song because a disaster might befall us. And that's very convenient because this is the time in the program where we need to take a relaxation break, go out to the bus, turn on the TV, watch. There's a good program called As the Hospital Turns, and we're really watching that a lot these days. And there's a bunch of guys there that live on the bus, and we have them come out and play for you. And they play a completely different kind of music from bluegrass. I hope nobody's too much of a purist. Anybody really a big purist in bluegrass? Well, you might want to get some earplugs and maybe even a blindfold because these guys are not that pure. They play electrophonic music. It's actually called Western music. It's very popular out in the West, and they are from the West, a little border town out there called Wyoming, Montana. It's just a very little border town on the border there of Wyoming and Montana, of course. And we discovered this band. They're older gentlemen, and they play the older style of music that was still popular when they were young men. And, of course, most people don't really like this kind of music, and we don't even know what it sounds like ourselves because we're always out on the bus relaxing while these guys come out and play. But we know that people like them because we hear that they're good. And Flying Fish Records, in fact, has decided to make a record of these guys, if you can believe that. And here they are. Oh, no. Oh, no. Upsets me. All right. Thank you, Wendell. Please make welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and his Trailblazers.
Thank you so much. Mighty fine. Mighty fine and a great big howdy. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
And we're here for your listening and dancing pleasure for the next 12 and a half to 14 minutes. Depending on how long it takes Hot Rods to relax in the bus. They've gone to the bus so they can watch the TV. They're probably kind of sitting back and watching As the Hospital Turns right now or something. They get so tired of singing so high and playing so fast, we just have to come and relax you all with a little bit of this Western-style music that we learned off the jukeboxes in our own hometown of Wyoming, Montana, which is right on the border of Wyoming, Montana, just about 35 miles southwest of Patsy, Montana, over Oil Surface Highway. Gonna start with one from Jimmy Rogers called The Traveling Blues. 1, 2, 5, 7, 1. I had a dream last night. Well, I dreamed my good gal was gone. When I woke up this morning, she really had done me wrong. Well, I know it ain't fair. My good darling done caught air. Ladies and gentlemen, on my left and on your right, he's playing the big Sunburst guitar tonight. Youngest member of the band, give him a hand. His name is Wendell Mercantile. Hey, my baby, been trifling around just about a week, I know. Several my friends, they came up and they told me. So, well, I guess she found a new man. So now I can understand. Well, that's why I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm bringing my baby back. And that it will drive her. Don't jump that railroad track. And I'll take her from that man and bring her home if I can. On my right and your left, at the electric table. You don't know how he does it, folks. His name is Waldo Otto.
Waldo!
My baby been trifling around just about a week, I know. Well, we'll both be on that train. my baby coming home again. She been trifling around, but now she done showed the man down. Well, that's why I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm bringing my baby back. If that is you driving, don't jump that railroad track. I'll take her from that man. I'll bring her home if I can.
Thank you very much. You didn't meet the fellow back on the bass. He's very fond of making shadow puppets. And he doesn't live in our hometown of Wyoming, Montana. In fact, folks, he lives across the border in a little town called Montana, Wyoming. And he wasn't born there, but in fact, he was born just outside of Wedlock, Montana. And... he works at the Pister station down there. Give him a big hand. His name is Slade. Slade on the bass. Slade. Slade, I've been wondering for a while now. Is Slade your first name or is that your last name, Slade?
That's right, Red.
All right, Slade. All right, folks, we're going to get off this Slade kick and get on to some more honky-tonk material. This is one from Johnny Horton. Johnny is dead now, but he lives on in his songs, especially in this new, never-before-released package of 13 original Johnny Horton hits. Just write to Johnny Horton's Dead, Box 17M, Atlanta, Georgia. This song is on it. It's called I'm a Honky-Tonk Man. And I can't seem to stop.
I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. When my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Well, I'm a living fast and dangerously, but I've got plenty of company. When the moon comes up and the sun goes down, well, that's when I wanna lay my money down. Cause I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone calling, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? Honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home? It takes a pretty little gal and a jug of wine. That's what it takes to make a honky-tonk man, with a jukebox playing a honky-tonk sound. Well, that's when I wanna leave the lights downtown. I'm a honky-tonk man, and I can't seem to stop. I love to give the girls the world to the music of an old jukebox. But when my money's all gone, I'm on the telephone hollering, hey, hey, mama, can your daddy come home?
Mighty fine, mighty fine. I can't help myself. I'm a honky-tonk man. We're going to...
Who sponsored you guys?
Oh, well, it's time to tell you about our sponsor, folks. Folks, you may be wondering why we're traveling with Hot Rods. God knows they don't pay us a lot, and they don't have a lot of room for us in the bus, accommodations-wise. Just in the very back, just some little closets that we have to sleep in standing up. And little chores to do on the bus, like making their beds and cleaning out the refrigerator and stuff. And I mean, that's after they've eaten everything in. And of course, they wouldn't give us any of that stuff. But wash the windows on the bus, check the oil, levels and the tire pressure, and this course is all while the bus is moving. So it's a tough job for us folks, but it's made worthwhile by the fact that we're brought to you by Martha White Food Products in the name of Trailblazer Dog Food. Take it away, Wendell. Trailblazer, Trailblazer Dog Food. When your puppy's gnawing at your feet and he wants something real good to eat that's got honest-to-goodness meat, give him Trailblazer, the food of champions. Try the new chunk style that makes its own gravy. Alright, Trailblazer Dog Food. We're gonna get Waldo Otto to play one on the steel guitar for you right now. Take it away, Waldo. Oh, that boot heel drag. One more song for you. This is comes from W.C. Handy, and it's not really a blues. W.C. Handy is known for his blues publishing, most notably the St. Louis Blues, which is not really a blues either. So here's another one in that inimitable style called Long Gone John from Bowling Green. John Dean, he was a bold bank robber from Bowling Green. Put him in the jailhouse yesterday. You know that fool already made his getaway. He's long gone from Kentucky. He's long gone. Eddie Lucky, long gone. That's what I mean. He's long gone, John, from Bowling Green. The funniest man I ever met. He liked to flirt with all the pretty gals, you see, and he got all mixed up with a policeman's wife. And now John has left this earthly life. He's long gone from Kentucky. He's long gone. Eddie Lucky, he's long gone. That's what I mean. He's long gone, John, from Bowling Green.
jockey by the name of Peck. He fell in a well and he broke his neck. It serves him right, should have been home. Tending to the sick and leaving the well alone. Now he's long gone from Kentucky, he's long gone. Ain't it lucky he's long gone? That's what I mean, he's long gone, John, from Bowling Green. There goes John, he's getting away. You know, I don't blame John. You know what the man said to John? He said, I'll knock you out, John. John, just run out. There he goes. Here we go, folks. We'll be back in the next set with Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers saying bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Oh, thank you.
Here's the Hot Rods will be up in just a minute. I'd like to mention that Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers did make a record, and it's going to be out sometime soon. And it's going to be on Flying Fish, Flying Fish Records, and it's going to be called Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers live at the Niwot Grange Hall.
Hot Rise, Hot Rise presents Red Knuckles. Don't forget Hot Rise.
No, I think we got them to take that out of there, Pete.
Pete,
Mr. Wernick.
That'll be all, Wendell. He calls me Mr. Wernick. I can't believe it. That's another $5. That's 3 weeks' pay you're going to be behind now. I'm really sorry for you, Wendell. That's too bad. We have to do that to break your habits, you know, like we talked about, you know. All right, aren't they wonderful? Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. That's okay, Wendell. That'll be fine now. You know, you and Slate have all those empty bottles of eardrops on the bus you have to clean up. Don't forget about that. And my bed's still not made.
Get out of here.
He's going to get in a lot of trouble, that boy. Well, aren't they wonderful, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers? Let's hear it for them. Aren't they great? Okay. And now we're going to play some... All right, and here we go. We're going to play some of it right now in the key of G or C. What do you want to play?
Leather breeches.
All right, here's one about what they used to wear in the caves. Leather breeches.
Burbridge's. I want to remind you that the Hot Rise concession stand is in full force tonight. And that last song you could take home with you if you really wanted to. And this next song, too, which Nick will tell you about right now.
Why, thank you, Tim O'Brien.
You're welcome, Nick Forster of Hot Rise.
And what was I supposed to say? Oh, yeah, we're going to do one now that's on our newest record. It's the title song of our newest record, which isn't really that new. It's about 6 months or 7 months old, something like that. But it's the best we got. And it's called The Radio Boogie. That's the name of the record. It has a lot of nice numbers on there, some Hot Rise originals as well as some other obscure kind of numbers in our typical tradition. And here it is. This song talks about buying old instruments, buying old cars, getting fancy Western hats and playing on the radio and calling up your girlfriend and dancing to the music on the radio and going out to the barn and drinking homemade liquor and doing a lot of things that have been some of our favorite things. Do the radio boogie all over the dial.
Oops. No, don't do that.
There we go now. Here. This is a friend of ours. Just I saw this the other day, which is, don't tighten it up yet, Tim.
It's fine.
You spoil my fun, man. I was like, it isn't going to work because, first of all, I'm not a girl. But second of all, you have to all close your eyes for a minute, and then she pretends. This is the joke. Close your eyes for a minute. Close your eyes. Everybody close your eyes. Come on. Closing your eyes. Close your eyes.
Hey, you.
Oops. Somebody wasn't closing their eyes.
Hey, keep your eyes closed.
The incredible shrinking bluegrass
band.
Hey,
you. Close your eyes.
Wow, it's like we shrunk, right?
Hey.
Hey, open your eyes.
I don't get it. What do you mean?
Well, pull the mic stand out. Don't you get it now?
See, it's just because I'm not a girl that it doesn't work. That's the only thing. Otherwise, it would have been really funny.
Here we go. Do the radio boogie.
Do the radio boogie all over the dial with a solid kick and a red hot lick in Tennessee style. The sun keeps shining up by the cord. Starts to rain, it just grind it in the barn. Do the radio boogie all over the dial with the solid kick and red hot lick in Tennessee style.
When we're out on these little tours, we have to drive after the show to get to a head start towards the next place. And tonight is no exception. After the show, we have to play Tomorrow is in Worcester, Mass. We're going to get a head start tonight. So, in the West, we used to have a Cadillac and a trailer where we drove around before we got the big fancy bus that we have outside now. And it's big. It's not very fancy, but it's big. Anyway, we had this little Cadillac and a trailer, and that's where we made up this next song, which is about driving around late at night and wishing that we were home when we're still miles and miles away on these long, flat, boring roads through those big rectangular states out there that all kind of fit into the... Anyway, it's kind of a love song. It's called Midnight on the Highway. One more and then take a break and be back for another set, so stick around. Don't forget, they got all kinds of goodies in there. They've got some fine things that I can't remember the names of. Yeah, they've got some kind of cold vegetable soup, which is, sounds really unique, and they have some banana cake. What else? You got some other... All kinds of boulder tea, and all kinds of things. Ice cream, I think they got ice cream. You got ice cream? You got soda pop? You got Perrier water? God, that's pretty good. And friends, if you can't find what you want over there at their little counter, we step up to the Hot Rise concession stand where you're bound to find whatever you need. You got all the other fine Hot Rise products, the record albums, the Radio Boogie records, the Dr. Banjo records, Tim O'Brien records, the Dr. Banjo books, Dr. Banjo tab books for his record. Tim O'Brien's autographed keychains and instrument towels. We've got the Dr. Banjo really does have this Music Minus One instruction series for records for mandolin, guitar, and banjo. And then we've got all the Hot Rise shirts, the Martha White shirts, the Hot Rise baseball jerseys, Martha White baseball jerseys, Hot Rise caps, Hot Rise stickers. We're out of stickers. That's right. But all the novelty products, the inflatable gifts for what's coming up? Mother's Day? I don't know what else there is, but you're bound to find what you need over there at the Hot Rise concession stand. We'll see you in about 20 minutes. Here's a gospel quartet called The Prayer Bells from Heaven.
Hi, friends. That was Hot Rise. All right. We'll be back in about 20 minutes with some more stuff. Oh, boy. Sign our mailing list if you've never been here before. We got a bunch of May schedule. This is May of this year. Oh, that's good. Some folks you might want to see. We have a good bluegrass band coming in. Byron Berline, John Hickman, and Dan Crary are going to be here Friday the 21st. So we'll take a break, and we'll see you soon.
Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and Jerry Douglas, of course, for warming up our second show. I'm going to do a little prison number for you right now. You have everybody get the blues now. This is about being in prison 99 years, and when you're done with the 99 years, they send you to the Sam Bush and Bela Fleck and Jerry Douglas, of course, for warming up our second show. I'm going to do a little prison number for you right now. You have everybody get the blues now. This is about being in prison 99 years, and when you're done with the 99 years, they send you to the gas chamber anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, and welcome to the big second set here at the Hot Rise Show. And we're going to do one that Tim made up, and it's one from our second record, and it's instrumental, written about the state of New Mexico and being out there. I don't know if you can kind of imagine yourself now out in the nighttime up in the high desert somewhere where they have it's real dry and kind of warm, and they have funny cactuses all over the place and mysterious things, solar houses, cattle mutilations and stuff. They have those. That's the most mysterious thing about all of New Mexico. That and the whatever they call this, the Immaculate Stairway or whatever they call it, the one that. Anyway, it has no words. I have to tell you a little bit about it before we start. Here it is, the Land of Enchantment. Gospel time again here. We're going to do one that's unique for us. It's a different kind of a one for us because Tim gets to play the fiddle and sing at the same time, and nobody else sings on it. So it sounds kind of like a duet or a trio, you know, but it's actually just him. And it's like, you know, Tim, who thinks of himself as the star of the show, gets to really prove it, that he is, in fact, the star of the show in this next one.
Thank you.
and I don't work on the bill.
Get Charles to sing one now. This is one that comes from the Stanley Brothers. Lately, I haven't introduced Frank yet. Standing in the doorway there, a modest fella. He travels with us and works hard for us. He helps us drive the bus and makes the sound and sell the shirts and do a whole bunch of things for us and deserves a big hand. Give him a big hand. Frank Edmondson. And he needs this little extra encouragement because lately he and Charles have been playing cards and he's been losing. And that's what this song is all about. It's called If I Lose.
Now if I lose, let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care,
I'm a Charlie.
If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time. Of all the other gals I've seen, none can take your place. When I get to a jam, it just ain't in the brain. Now that you're back, then let's go another round. You here by my side, but you just can't go down.
If I lose,
let me lose,
let me lose.
I don't care, I'm a Charlie. If I lose $100 while I'm trying to win a dime, my baby, she's got money all the time.
We got a request for this next one, and it's one that comes from Tim has a solo record out called Tim O'Brien, Guess Who's in Town, and it's on that record. That's right, we played this song one time live on the WWVA Jamboree After Hours, and we broke three strings on it, three instruments broke strings on this number, which is pretty exciting.
Well, let's see if we
Not the bass. That's the only one. So anyway, here's one. It's kind of I think it comes from Eddie Arnold. It's kind of a swing number called Somebody's Been Beating My Time.
Somebody been beating my time, getting all those hugs and kisses that I used to get from you. Somebody been beating my time, honey, how's it gonna feel when you learn your love ain't real true? Is your love just like a light, you turn it off and on? It's so I'll have to stay in the dark alone. Somebody been
Frank helped make up, and it's kind of a bluesy number, and I think this happened one night when Frank and Pete were staying up late riding on the bus, and so Pete and Frank made this number up, and it's called Frank's Blues. And furthermore,
is it after this number?
After this song, backed by popular demand, is that other band from Wyoming, Montana, to play a few songs for you, just kind of break it up a little bit. And also I'd like to remind you that if you have any requests and you think we might know, especially ones that are on our records, then we're probably going to be able to do those for you. Durham's Reel, we'll probably be able to get that. Anyway, here's one called Frank's Blues. Think about those requests and let us know after we come back from our break.
for us to take a relaxation break.
Boy, oh boy.
Well, friends, as Red Knuckles has mentioned, he has a record that's going to be coming out on the Flying Fish record label, and this was recorded in a little Grange Hall in Niwot, Colorado, and we got the pictures taken of the band and everything, and they look mighty good considering everything about them. Now, of course, they'll probably start bragging a certain amount about their prowess and their accomplishments and so on, but I just want everybody to remember while they're up here that they'd be nowhere without us because we discovered them. And, of course, all the provisions in the contract that they have, you know, include a lot of rewards, I must say, for us. And we completely deserve them because, as I said, they'd be nowhere without us. In fact, most of them, except for the banjo player, the steel player. What a mistake. The steel player, the guy on the electric table, he's originally from this area. He's from New York, New Jersey, little border town in the east. But the others of them had only been once or twice out of Wyoming, Montana, and that was only to go to Disneyland. And the Trailblazers. Let's see.
Well, mighty fine. We're glad to be back, folks. We never know exactly when Hot Rise is going to let us come back. We very rarely are given an encore, and when we are, it kind of makes them mad. So a lot of times we don't know if we get pretty good reception, they might not want us to come back. So someday, that's pretty good. Someday they might have to ride in the back of the bus, but meanwhile they're keeping us down a little bit. We're going to do one about Waldo Otto here, who has been late to every show that Hot Rise, or that Red Knuckles has played with Hot Rise, excuse me. And I don't understand it, but here it is, an old Leslie Frizzell song called Always Late With Your Kisses. Won't you come to my sweet darling instead? Always kisses. Why, oh, why do you wanna do me this way? How long do you think I can wait when you know you're always late? Always late with your kisses. Now it's time for Waldo to tell you about his establishment in downtown Wyoming, Montana. Of course, we're talking about Waldo's Discount Donuts. Here's Waldo.
That's right, friends. Lots of times in these hard economical times, one needs to save on one's food bill. And what better way than to cut your donut bill by two-thirds or even more? Three-thirds, two-quarters. Ladies and gentlemen, no donut in our store costs more than 14 cents. Now, you compare with your store-bought donut in the other markets in town, and you'll be paying a lot more. And we got all flavors, all textures. Well, let me tell you about the textures first. We have, well, hard and some really very hard ones. But those are the least expensive, and we could sell you quite a few of those for unbeatable price. Be surprised, Red.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your motto?
You betcha. Waldo's Discount Donuts. You betcha. Nutrition? We got them. We got nutrition. We have as much nutrition in our donut. We will make this claim. I'm having this carved in stone, in fact. To put on the roof. And it will say,
yeah,
our donuts are no less nutritious than a completely new, fresh donut. And they're so much cheaper, too. And the chocolate is especially good. Try the chocolate.
Oh, that's Waldo's Discount Donuts, just down the street from the Eat Cafe in downtown Wyoming, Montana.
You betcha.
Oh, you betcha. We're going to do a song about the train and running through the South, and this will be on our Red Knuckles record, live at the Left Hand Grange, number 9. And it's called the Dixie Cannonball.
I want two, three, four, one, and...
But that's the place I long to be, where the cotton grows and the swan it flows. It's a home sweet home to me, where they meet you and they greet you with the sweetest how you all. Shut my mouth, I'm a headed south on the Dixie Cannonball. It's the Dixie Cannonball, the Dixie Cannonball. Listen to the whistle and the thrill you want and all. And I know I'll not be lonesome, but I see them treetops tall. And I'm coming through on the big choo-choo, the Dixie Cannonball. I'll be counting every mile. With the Swanee flows, I'll be on my toes. I gotta shuffle down the aisle, cause I got me a sweetheart with me. She's long and she's tall. Shut my mouth, I'm headed south on the Dixie Cannonball. It's the Dixie Cannonball, the Dixie Cannonball. Listen to that whistle, that'll thrill you on and on. And I know I'm not be lonesome when I see them treetops tall. Shut my mouth, I'm headed south on the Dixie Cannonball. To that whistle that'll thrill you one and all. Hello, I'll not be lonesome when I see them treetops tall. Yeah, I'm coming through on the big choo-choo, the Dixie Cannonball. All the
Well, folks, Ernest Tubbs is one of our favorite country singers and songwriters, song stylist, if you will. We were privileged to see Ernest Tubbs just a few weeks back when Hot Rise got to appear on the Prairie Home Companion show with Ernest Tubbs. They didn't let us play on the radio, but we got to see Ernest play and play this song for him on kind of backstage, you know, and he thought that was pretty good. So we'll do it for you now, called... It's his song, yeah. It's called I Know My Baby Loves Me. One, two, three, yeah. One. I got a gal that's different.
though I know she's through. Never really happy till she got me feeling blue. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I lent her my apartment while I was out of town. When I got back, I found that she had burned the building down. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. A course in cooking to fill my heart with glee, till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. She went down to the corner to catch a picture show. She said, I'll see you later, that was 20 years ago. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way.
All right, thank you very much. I'm going to do one more song and then let Hot Rise get back up there. Probably be all primed and want to steal the show and make all the money when it's all over. So you will get out of the way. We're going to end up with a little song from Bob Wills about an old farm boy. Had a beat-up jalopy. He liked to hot ride around in it when he was done with his farm chores. It's called Cadillac the Town in My Model A.
I don't do no harm. The time rolls around, it's that time of day. Got a Cadillac the town in my Model A. Got a Cadillac the town in my Model A. Now I'm gonna ride down that old main street while the four cylinders are setting that beat. And the people will look and all of them say, listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Now listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Thank you. sweet, 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 you're gonna go honky tonky down at the county seat. Now we gonna dance until the break of day, and Cadillac home in my mighty lane. We got a Cadillac home in my mighty lane. On the way home, I'm gonna stop and park, cause I know my baby gonna wanna spark. They won't make love till our wedding day. Cadillac to the altar in my mighty lane. We got a Cadillac to the altar in my mighty lane. Thank you very much. Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Watch for our new record on Flying Fish.
To go with our record, we're going to have our own concession stand, too. And I already ordered some Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers fly swatters for the summer season, and we're going to have those. You wait and see. I'm going to have them by the next time we go out on the road with these boys, because I see the kind of money they make at their concession stand. So we're going to have our own records, and we're going to have the fly swatters, and we're going to have, I don't know what Slade's going to... Slade wants to have some mystery box, which is just going to be a black box with question marks on it. And I don't know what it's got in it or if it's got anything in it, but Slade's going to have some of them, and we're going to set up right next to the Hot Rise concession stand. And they're
going to... a lot of money, Wendell, because then you'll be able... First of all, you'll be able to pay the fines, number one. And then also, you won't be complaining so much about your salary like you always do. So I hope you guys make a lot of money off of those records. That's
well,
all I can say.
I hope we do, too.
Okay, and now
we don't have to come out with you guys anymore. We'll go out and get our own bus.
That's right. We'll just find some other guys up in...
We'll go get the Bluegrass Cardinals, put them in the back of our boat.
Well, we already know about some guys in Nebraska, Iowa, which is another border town, and we're going to make stars out of them if you don't shape up. So watch it. That's right. There's a bunch of great music out there in South Dakota, North Dakota, and across the board. You betcha. All right. Now, what do you think we should play here? G or C or any key? F-sharp minor. Okay, Methodist preacher. A religious fiddle and banjo team.
Life's too short, so we'll do that for her. I also want to say hi to Larry Sandberg if he hears this tape, and because he's not here, and isn't he missing it, folks? history, folks. The Delmore Brothers. That's who made this next song. And that's all I have to say about it. The Delmore Brothers are big stars. And in case you don't know their names, I'll tell you. Their names were, still are, Alton and Rabin, the Delmore Brothers. That's right.
Too short for me to worry over you. You are gone, you are missing other lips you kissing. Life's too short for me to worry over you. And I'm leaving.
Requests.
What? I've been singing all night, Bob. What do you want?
Okay, okay. Okay, folks, here's one that features Charles, and it's called The Old Durham's Reel. Thank you. folks, just because you make requests doesn't mean we can do them or will do them, but we like to hear them coming anyway. We are going to do this one because two people requested it at the same time. Sorry, Cindy, but we'll try to do...
What?
Oh, yeah, once the capos are moved, these guys. Anyway, here it is. This is one called The Man in the Middle.
Son of God, but they nailed you to that tree. Come down now and save us if God your Father be. Three men on the mountain up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me. Said to him, fear not this earthly death. Before this day is o'er, you'll be with me in paradise on heaven's golden shore. Three men on the mountain, up on Calvary, and the man in the middle was Jesus. He died for you and me.
Thanks a lot. We're going to do one more and then say goodnight. Thank you all for coming out to see us tonight. And we hope that next time more people will come out to see us. Not that we're unappreciative of the crowd that we have, but we know that it's tough to run a kind of club like this where you want to feature this type of music. So, and we've been going across the country just running them right out of business, just charging high prices and having 10 people come to see us. No, that's not true. That's really, really not true. I don't want to start any bad rumors. But anyway, we're going to, like I said, we're going to be in Worcester, Mass. tomorrow, and then in Cambridge the next night, and then in New York City at the Gertie's Folk City on Thursday night, and then down in Arlington on Saturday at the Birchmere, and then in Wheeling, West Virginia on Sunday. And that's the end of the tour, and then we're going to head home. But next time, we'll be in Louisville, Kentucky in September. And that's kind of close to here.
For us,
that's the same neck of the woods. Anyway, we're going to finish up with one for Pete's record, and it's called Shady Grove. Thank you all again. Thank you.
time I go that road's always dark and cloudy. Every time I see that gal, always tell her how.
Thank you.